First, I want to thank you for putting Buffalo on your map so that we all enjoy having you here. My question to you is about donating organs or parts of our bodies once we expire and go back to source energy. I read in a book that was given to me by a student, and I just happened to open a page, and in a paragraph was the fact that when we die, there's an energetic link or connection to that body part that has been donated to another living being. And when we do leave and go back to source energy, there's that constant pull that we can never freely leave. And I know for me, when it's time for me to go, I want to be gone without any connections. So is there any truth in that at all? Or what do you say about that?
Humans go to such a lot of trouble to make life hard.
Don't we, though?
Well, let's talk about this from the framework of what you know to be. So you acknowledge that you are source energy and that you are vibration predominantly, and that during your life in this physical body, that a part of that consciousness is expressing here in this physical body, but that even when you are here in this physical body, you are predominantly source energy. So we would say that we can understand the rationale in that thinking, in that your body is an extension of that. And if a part of your body remained as an extension of someone else's body, we can see how there could be that vibrational connection, but we cannot see how there could be any negative connotation of it whatsoever. In other words, it would be like a very small flea on the back of a very big dog. You are source energy beings. In fact, we spend all day, every day, talking to you about who you really are, so much so, we want you to blend with who you are while you are here in this physical body. And it's all about mindset, so we wouldn't worry too much about some negative organ of yours thinking thoughts that would keep you from being able to make your reemergence into non-physical. In fact, of all of the ridiculous things we've heard, that might be the highest one on the list.
Sounds pretty ridiculous.
We are happy to chew about it, however, because we understand in your human form, you feel so dominant. And we get why you would, because look at you. You are beautiful and bright, and you are with all of your feathers and everything. In other words, here you are, the manifestation of all that thought energy. And we know that this leading edge of thought and all its manifestation feels like such a powerful thing. But we want to remind you that even though you're here in all of this physical blooming, that in the midst of all of that, that you are still sending off rockets of desire that will be the basis from which you are eternally. In other words, we are working to help you to recognize the vibrational nature of your being. We're wanting to play down the physicalness of you. And the only way that we know to really get you to blend with the true energy being that you are is to use your mind and use your thoughts in order to merge with who you really are vibrationally, and then therefore feel it in your physical vessel viscerally or emotionally. And so in the context of all of that, to hear someone talking about a physical organ and giving it the power to keep you from being who you really are, it was just a little bit funny.
Okay. Thank you.